Mother Buskell gave her warm candied chestnuts, hazelnuts crystallised in honey, and some strawberry fizz.
Indeed a goodness, Bert. You need sweet food to get over your shock. Eat up now. Look you, there's plenty more.
As O'Rocha ate voraciously, Viola approached her with herbs and medicines. The owl shot her a glare that sent her scuttling. Timidly, she stood behind Skipper and called to O'Rocha.
When will your egg babies be born?
The answer was terse and irate.
When they're ready, not a moment before, silly.
Formal Diggum and his team arrived at the fire. Diggum clacked his ticking claws together in delight.
Hooah! Look here, Drub. Honey apples and chestnutters by fire. Grrr! Us'ns be fair famished. Excuse I, ma'am. Hopes you don't object to molars setting alongside ye.
To every beast's surprise, O'Rocha actually smiled at Diggum.
Please be seated, sir. I enjoy the company of moles immensely. I find them wise and sensible creatures, not given to ceaseless chatter and inane questions.
Four Mole and his crew sat, heaping their platters with food. Arvin scratched his head in bewilderment.
O'Rocha doesn't seem too fond of us, yet she took to you straight away. What's your secret, Diggum?
Four Mole's homely face crinkled into a knowing grin.
I expect it's our handsome looks, sir.
Striving to keep a straight face, Arvin sat next to Diggum.
Oh, I see. But pray tell me, sir, apart from admiring yourself in the mirror, what else have you been up to this afternoon?
The mole poured himself a beaker of the strawberry fizz.
Hasn't been a digging. I'll tell you what I found, sir.
Later on, Arvin sought out Tansy, who was in the dormitory with Mother Buskell, bedding down Dibbins for the night. Peeping round the door, Arvin watched in silence, recalling fondly his own Dibbin times. The Abbey babes lay in their small beds, repeating after Abbess Tansy an ancient poem. Arvin had learned it from Orma, an old badger mother, long ago. He listened, mentally saying the lines along with the little ones.
Night comes soft, 'tis daylight's end, sleep creeping gently o'er all. Bees go to hive, birds fly to nest, whilst pale moon shadows fall. Silent earth lies cloaked in slumber, stars standing guard in the skies. Till dawn steals up to banish darkness, I must close my weary eyes. Safe dreams, peace unto you, my friend. Night comes soft, 'tis daylight's end.